Care Bear. Whoa! Check out the gonzo cheeks on the Dana burger. Got that little Alvin and the Chipmunks groove happening.
What happened to you?
I was fine.
What?
You said you went to the dentist this morning.
I have a weird teeth taken out.
She had wisdom teeth taken out.
I got a lot of pain.
She met Superman and Lois Lane. Dude, no way! That's so raging! Man, the best person I ever met, Catwoman from Batman. Remember her? Dude, she was so fine.
No, Cody, she said she's in a lot of pain.
Well, didn't the dentist give her some pain pills or something?
Yes, but she doesn't want to take them because she's super sensitive to medication. Totally spaces her out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's too bad. I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out. Oh, man. Every little sound was like some super psycho dentist drilling straight into my jaw, sending hot bolts of pain right into my brain.
Congratulations, honey. That's great.
Yeah, Dad even let me drive home for the first time. It was great, huh, Dad?
Well, I wasn't really watching the drive. I was busy seeing my life flash before my eyes.
Frank, you know, you go through this every time one of the kids gets their license.
Yeah, well, that's because they let people drive way too early. I'm telling you, I don't think they should let anybody behind the wheel till they're 30.
I can't believe it. You know, parents get so uptight about teaching their kids how to drive. I'm going to get my friend Debbie to teach me.
Demolition Debbie? I don't think so. You are going to learn to drive with a responsible adult like Carol or myself. Driving is a serious business, Al. You're not going to learn it from some teeny bopper.
Dad, I haven't seen you this uptight since I started getting boobs.
Dad, that's another thing you shouldn't get till you're 30.
Watch this one. Cool.
Was that a good one?
Totally. Dude, I almost blacked out.
Oh, man.
I love ice cream headaches.
Guys, I just want to warn you, Dana is not herself today.
Oh, man, is she still in a lot of pain?
No. She took her pain medication, and now she's bombed out of her gourd.
Dude, it's like Dana got possessed by Cheech and Chong.
I'm not possessed. It's me, Dana, your favorite step cuz. The Dana burger. The Dana burger with cheese.
She's been like this all morning.
Yeah. And we've been having like a totally raging time.
This is scary.
Whoa. Ice cream.
Wait, Dana.
Cool. I always wanted to try that brain freeze thing that Cody does.
Wait, Dana, you...
Cool.
Sarah. We really have to go to this baby care class.
Frank, come on. We talked about this last week. You said it was a good idea.
Yeah, well, that's because I was watching a Packers game and you were bugging me.
Frank, neither of us has had a baby in a long time. I'm not sure we know how to take care of one anymore.
Carol, they're babies, not Pontiacs. They don't change the model every year.
Well, we are both out of practice, and I think this is a chance for us to brush up.
Okay.
Hey, where are you guys going? Oh, we're going to our baby care class. Ooh, can I drive you?
Yeah, well, Al, I'd like you to drive, but it's kind of a bad time right now.
Why?
There might be other cars on the road.
Great. Never gonna get a chance to drive. Where are you going?
To the video store.
Oh. Can I drive you?
I'm walking. It's just two blocks away.
Come on. Let me drive. We can take Dad's truck.
Nope. Sorry, Al. The only people Dad said you're allowed to drive with was him and Carol.
Wrong. See, he said I was only allowed to drive with a responsible adult. That could be you.
Based on what?
Well, you're 18. You're a high school graduate. Hey, you haven't had a pimple in over a year.
Yeah, I guess I am pretty grown up. Okay, you could drive. But you have to do exactly what I tell you.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Now, do you remember all the basic rules?
Well, golly, I think so. If I could just figure out where to put this darn key.
I'll tell you where to put it. Now get in the truck and stop messing around.
This is really cool. Thanks, JT.
Yeah. You better not tell anybody.
Oh, I love the sound of that.
Now, be careful of the driveway, okay? It's real narrow. And look out for the fence.
Okay.
Stop babying it. Give it some gas.
All right.
Pull forward.
Well, I was thinking of backing up slowly until you told me to give it gas.
Oh, no. Don't blame this on me. You're the one who hit the house.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're the idiot who let me drive. Maybe he won't notice.
Oh, man, we're dead meat.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Nurse Decker, and you are all here to learn how to care for a newborn. Now, the first lesson is going to be giving the baby a bath. There are lots of different ways to bathe an infant, so why don't you all just do what comes naturally, and I'll walk around and tell you why it's wrong.
Okay. Well, you are just the cutest little baby in the whole wide world. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes. We're going to take the little washcloth, and we're going to wipe the little hairs on your little chinny chin chin.
Carol, if you keep talking to the baby like that, you will drive him crazy.
But at least he'll be alive. Mr. Lambert, your baby's head has been underwater for the last 20 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Don't panic. Just think quickly. Your baby's lungs are filling up with water. How do you get it out?
That was wrong, wasn't it?
Frank, you're supposed to save the baby, not juice it.
Well, don't be too hard on him. A lot of men are nervous about their first baby.
Actually, it's not my first baby. It's my fourth.
Oh. Any survivors?
JT, this fender mender stuff better work. If Dad finds out we wrecked his truck, he'll kill us.
Al, he's not gonna find out. We just fill the dent in with this stuff, paint over it, and bingo, it's as good as new. Hey, Cody, what's up?
Dude, shh, don't say my name. I don't want Dana to know where I'm at.
Why not?
Man, ever since she started taking that pain medication, she's been like Space Cadet City. I mean, how many times can a person say dude in one sentence? Dude! What happened to the truck?
I let Al drive. She was backing out of the driveway and smacked right into the house.
Oh, man. Uncle Frank's gonna be totally cheesed off when he sees what happened to his truck. You guys are toast.
Well, not if we fix it before he finds out. See, JT says this fender mender stuff will make it good as new.
Lame. Dude, you know that stuff's not gonna work. Why don't you just be straight with your dad, man? Tell him the truth. Hey, he'd probably be so proud of you for telling him the truth that he won't beat the snot out of you for messing up his truck.
No, JT, maybe he's right.
Al, this is America. We're innocent until proven guilty. And if we can cover up the evidence, we're not guilty.
Hey, you could put all the silly putty you want on that door, man, but sooner or later, you're going down. Oh, man, Princess Leia the Space Queen is back.
Okay, dig it. I got, like, this totally raging idea. Why don't we sing the blues? Pulled out, they put me on medication, and now I'm feeling no pain.
This putty stuff doesn't work. I can always tell Dad she was driving.
Scarier moments for new parents is if the baby is choking. But it doesn't have to be scary if you know the baby Heimlich. This is step one of the baby Heimlich. Hold the baby face down in the palm of your hand, being careful to support its head. Then turn it downward and give it five thumps between the shoulder blades using the heel of your hand. Mr. Winthrop, why don't you try it?
Okay. I hope I do it right.
Now, you've got to be firmer. Remember, you have to force enough air through the baby's windpipe to dislodge the obstruction.
Okay, I'll try.
That's excellent, Mr. Winthrop. All right, Mr. Lambert, here next.
Okay. Give it a try here. You take the baby, and you turn it over in the palm of your hand.
That's right.
Aim it downwards, and then you hit it five times firmly between the shoulder blades.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. This was a complete disaster. I should change my name from Frank Lambert to Attila the Hun. Watch your head. I seem to be decapitating things lately.
Oh, God. I'm so big. You might as well strap me to the hood like an old moose.
Carol, I don't think I should be let anywhere near our child. I'm a total failure as a father.
Frank, you are not. You just haven't had a baby in a long time. You're out of practice. Look, we're taking the doll home. The baby won't be born until May. By that time, you're going to be an old pro, believe me.
Yeah. Thanks for having confidence in me, honey. I really want to be a good dad. I want you to know that when you leave our baby with me, it's 100% safe.
What did I tell you? It looks as good as new. Am I a genius or what?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you if Dad sees it.
Al, relax. If we just act cool, he won't suspect a thing.
Hey, guys.
Dad, you're home. Great.
Yeah, great. Welcome home.
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, just waxing the old truck. We wanted to surprise you, but I guess you caught us.
Yeah, you caught us.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I'll tell you, it looks pretty... Well, it looks like... Could I get by you, please?
What for?
I would like to get something out of my truck. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
What's that?
What's what?
Looks like you missed a spot.
No, that office. You know me, when I start a job, I just have to finish it. Okay, here you go. All right.
Are you guys okay?
Okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Why? Al, you okay?
No, yeah. I'm okay.
Okay.
You know, they want you to buy American and they sell you a pile of junk. Unbelievable. Okay, Dad, I can explain everything. Before you get mad, I can explain, okay? This is all Al's fault.
My fault?
Yeah, you were the one who was driving.
So? You let me, mister. Give it some more gas.
Okay, oh, no,
shut up. I have already killed 3 kids today. 2 more will make no difference. First of all, you are both going to pay for this out of your own money. And second of all, didn't I tell you you were not allowed to drive unless you were with a responsible adult?
Well, I thought JT was a responsible adult.
Based on what?
Well, I guess I based it on the fact that I really wanted to drive and you kept putting me off.
Al. Listen, I know you just got your learner's permit, and you're real anxious to get behind the wheel, but look what happened. Sorry. But I have a very good reason for wanting a responsible adult with you. It's very difficult to back down our driveway.
I know, Dad. You're right. Is there any chance we can practice next weekend?
No. Because both of you are going to be very busy. You're going to put up a block wall on my new construction site.
A block wall? That is hard work. Which will probably teach us a very valuable lesson we need to learn. Good parenting, Dad.
Shut up, son.
Good idea.
JT, this stuff weighs a ton. Whatever made you think it was going to stick to the side of a car?
Oh, we're pretty good on the side of the house.
There is a hole on the side of my house.
You know that block wall we're building for you? Well, why don't we put a nice little brick trim around it just to show that, you know, we've really, really, really learned our lesson.
Shut up, JT!
She's right, I'll shut you up.